Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, Steph Beckett here taking over another episode of what is normally Gary's Rants and Raves podcast. Joining me today, we have Tom LeBlanc of NSCA. First of all, Tom, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me, Steph.
Of course. So I'm guessing that most of the people who are watching or listening, they totally know you already in the industry. You've been in the industry for, you know, a couple years, and they're probably already familiar with your work at NSCA. But for those who might not know, do you want to talk a little bit about what NSCA is and what you guys do?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So NSCA, National Systems Contractors Association, we're a nonprofit trade association, and really we're very focused on one objective, which is to help integrators be successful in their businesses. So, you know, we do different things than what like VIXA does or SIA. We're a smaller team, and we really kind of build what we do every day off the premise of the folks in our industry are so incredibly talented at solving customers' problems, of building solutions, of working with technology. But sometimes a lot of the companies in our integration industry might need some help on the business side. So that's what we do. We try to provide resources. We have our business and leadership conference. We have we started our new XBO experience in 2024 aimed at helping companies develop next generations of leadership, which is much needed in our industry. But that's what we do. You know, we just try to look for ways where we can make an impact and help companies in our integration business that we all love so well be successful. Can I also mention though, Steph, in addition to NSCA, I do some work volunteering on the NSCA Education Foundation, which I know it's confusing, right? Because it kind of seems like one and the same.
Right.
But the Education Foundation's a little bit different. It's actually a different nonprofit organization. And that organization is very focused on raising funds to pour into resources to help with the industry's signature challenge, which is workforce development. So I'm not the executive director of the foundation, Chuck Wilson is, but I work closely with that group. And lately we've been working a lot more because we're building towards something that's going to be happening at Infocom.
Very cool. Yes. I'm glad about that segue because the NSCA does have a presence at, you know, a lot of trade shows in our industry, Infocom being one of those, and that one is coming up. So tell me what you guys have planned for the show.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We're excited about Infocom. We love working with our friends at AVIXA. NSCA is unique, right? Because we don't just support AV integration. We also work with a lot of security integrators. So, you know, ISC West is an important show for us as well, but so is AVIXA's Infocom. And we're really excited about what we have going on there. So kind of like the day before people hit the show floor, we're doing a full day of business training that we call Biz Skills. So this is a very like tried and true NSCA curriculum in a bunch of different focuses. Like there's a session on operations, there's a session on project management, one on finance, and one on sales. And we do deep dives into kind of the core things that integrators need to know in order to either learn kind of 101 style, ramp up in those different areas, or refresh and kind of get back to basics and maybe learn a little bit more about what they need to train their team on in those areas. And that's kind of what I was saying before. Like we try to focus on the fact that our members are so talented, but sometimes they need a little help on the back end. So Biz Skills, I like to think of it as like, if you run an integration company and you're investing in sending a bunch of team members to, you know, walk the show floor and learn about products and technology, wouldn't it be nice for them to spend some time on Monday also to come back with some business training? Wouldn't that provide more bang for their buck? And that's what we try to do. We try to, you know, give an opportunity for companies to do that. And we've got some great trainers, like NSCA trainers, that are going to run those sessions. and I get to make a guest appearance. I'm going to do like a lunchtime thing where I'll lead a conversation about the state of the industry, and that'll be the part where you don't have to take notes on. but right. Hopefully it'll bring some enjoyment to a long day of business training.
So can I ask, at what point in someone's career should they participate in this? Do you have like a certain type of person in their AV career that you're kind of gearing the day of business training toward? Is it for people who are kind of new to the industry, or is it for anyone, or who do you recommend to come?
Yeah, we've seen a variety of different stages of careers in the audience at BizSkills. I think this is the fourth year we've done it. And we do see company leaders sit in the audience, but I think the sweet spot is to recognize someone who's kind of new to the company and kind of realize like they're going to be a more valuable employee if they understand, you know, the different elements of the business. Right. You know, maybe they don't work in operations, or maybe they don't work in sales, or maybe they don't work in project management per se or finance, but it'd be good for them to kind of have a basic understanding. And they would certainly walk away from that day with a better appreciation of the finance team within your company, a better appreciation of the project management and sales folks. And as we know, like when you kind of have an appreciation for what your coworkers are working on, it makes you a little bit more prepared and a little bit more cognizant of how you can make their jobs easier. And we think it's made a pretty positive impact on the companies who've attended in the past.
That's awesome. How does someone sign up to come?
So you can register right through, just like you'd register for any education session for Infocom. NSCA members have a promo code, which you can learn about by reaching out to me or going to nsca.org. So NSCA members get a, get a discount on the registration, but it's open to anybody. Oh. So go to the Infocom site and look for education sessions and sign up for NSCA BizSkills.
Perfect. And that's not all you guys are doing at the show, right? So you were talking about the Education Foundation earlier. You guys have a big 25th anniversary. So that's exciting, first of all. And you guys are celebrating this anniversary at Infocom, right?
Yeah. So 25 years is kind of a big deal. So the NSCA Education Foundation was founded in 2000, right? So long before I was involved with NSCA or the NSCA Education Foundation. So the really great accomplishments of that foundation have very little to do with me. They've created so much in terms of they've raised lots of money that's been poured back into scholarships that have allowed, you know, people that are, you know, looking to break into our industry to get training, or people who are, you know, kind of at the early stage of their career in our industry to get a chance to go to industry events, which, as you know, can kind of open up a lot of possibilities and create more eager and ambitious employees and create better like paths toward leadership. So the foundation has given an awful lot to the industry. And for years before I was at NSCA, I used to go to the NSCA party or the NSCA Education Foundation party at the end of day one on Infocom. And typically there would be a concert with the drunk uncles. Did you ever come across the drunk uncles stuff?
No. Tell me about the drunk uncles.
So the drunk uncles was a band of industry professionals. You know, there's so many like folks in the industry that have performed and been in significant bands or been songwriters or musicians. So what, you know, NSCA Education Foundation, largely led by Chuck Wilson, he pulled together this all-star band of industry professionals, and they called themselves the Drunk Uncles, but they spelled uncles wrong, which was an indication that they might have been drunk. Okay. Anyways, the concerts were fantastic, and it was kind of like a go-to event at the end of day one of Infocom, and it raised a lot of money for the foundation. But you know, most of the folks who were in the Drunk Uncles aren't really performing anymore.
Okay.
So that kind of phased out a little bit. And we always felt like there was a little bit of a void for that, you know, people wanting to get together at the end of day one at Infocom and go to something that was like music themed and fun. Yeah. So we're bringing it back in the form of a 25th anniversary party, which we're calling it throwback 2000, because I mentioned 2000. Cool. So you can, if you choose to, you can wear 2000 era clothing. Amazing. And that sort of thing. But we're going to have a concert. It's not the Drunk Uncles.
Okay.
And it's not necessarily an industry band. Instead, what we decided to do this year was to bring in a professional band. Nice. And have that band kind of be the core. Mm-hmm. And they have a great set list that'll be really fun. But we're orchestrating appearances by many industry folks that are going to like sing or play guitar. So it's going to be like a who's who of the industry up there on stage.
Oh, cool. That sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And it just feels like a great way. Like, you know how at the end of a day of meetings, like you need to like unwind a little bit, but you also kind of want to see people that you didn't necessarily have meetings with that you want to see at the show. It's this party kind of serves that purpose. And
that's awesome.
It always did for me before I was with NSCA. Like, I always enjoyed running into a whole bunch of people that I wasn't sure if I was going to see at Infocom at the NSCA Education Foundation party. So we're excited to bring that back.
That's so awesome. So tell me a little bit about this. Who is registration open to?
It's open to anybody. So if you go to nsca.org and just kind of, you know, click on our events tab, you can find more information about the 25th anniversary party. There is an RSVP form that you can fill out, which is great. We'd appreciate it. That'll give us an idea of who's coming and how many to expect, but you can still go, you know, like you can still go. And as long as it's not at full capacity, we'll let people in, come in and enjoy the festivities.
Well, because now you've talked it up. Now I want to go.
Well, you have to go.
That sounds so much fun. Very cool. Well, Tom, last question I have for you is, if someone wants more information on NSCA generally, where can they find that?
Yeah, go to nsca.org. That's our website. And you can learn a lot about what we have going on in terms of resources, how we might be able to help you. I'll give you an example. Right now, we're working really hard on pulling together our financial analysis of the industry report, which is very industry specific. And it's great for helping integrators like create better KPIs, because it includes a lot of information that lays out metrics that are hard to see elsewhere. So find stuff like that on nsca.org.
Awesome. Well, Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and cannot wait to see you at Infocom.
Steph, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Rave, rave, rave. With rants and raves, you'll